الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونتوب إليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهدي الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل وبارك على عبدك ورسولك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him and we seek help from Him. We ask forgiveness from Him. We repent to Him and we seek refuge in Him from our own evils and our own bad deeds. Anyone who has been guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is indeed guided. And anyone who has been misguided, you will never find a guardian to guide him. I bear witness that there is no deity except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, without any partner. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and his messenger. O Allah, let your prayer, your peace, and your blessing be upon your servant and your messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and upon his family and all his companions. The month of Ramadan is the month of the Al-Qur'an Al-Kareem. The Qur'an Al-Kareem was descended to the first heaven once. And starting from the night of the 17th of Ramadan, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started to receive the Quran for the following 23 years through the angel Jibreel alayhi salam. The beginning was at the cave Hira. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to go to Cave Hira to contemplate and to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That was before his prophethood and the religion of Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, the oneness of God, Al-Hanifiyya. And in the 17th of Ramadan, while Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, something unusual happened to him. He never expected that. Prophet Muhammad never expected that to happen. He was hugged by Angel Jibreel and he was told to read, اقرأ. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam responded, I cannot read, ما أنا بقارئ. Angel Jibreel hugged him again, squeezed him tight, and he felt that, and he told him again, اقرأ, read. In the same response, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ما أنا بقارئ, I cannot read. And the third time, Angel Jibreel also hugged him and squeezed him and asked him to read, اقرأ. And the response was the same, ما أنا بقارئ. And then Angel Jibreel hugged him and asked him, and actually he recited the first ayah in the Quran, اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق. خلق الإنسان من علق اقرأ وربك الأكرم. That was the first in the Quran that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam received. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam went back home frightened and rushed. And the story we know about what happened, that the mother of believers, Khadija, received him, comforted him, and she told him that you're doing the good deeds and Allah will not harm you. And that was the beginning of the prophethood of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the Quran al-Kareem since then was descended to Prophet Muhammad on occasions through Angel Jibreel. So this was the first link between the heaven and the earth. The first link of that light that was the best came to the earth. Quran al-Kareem is the best on the earth, and the miracle that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam came with, and is the only miracle existed from any prophet. All the prophets came with miracles, but the miracles was temporary or was on the occasion and was gone. But we believe in these miracles of the prophet, since the Quran mentioned them. But we have in our hand the only existing miracles on earth from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Al Quran Al Kareem, that when you recite the Quran, then you Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressing you. When you pray, then you address Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So can you imagine that you pronouncing the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the same exact words, is not translated, is not transcribed, it is the same exact word that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that miracle, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guaranteed that will never be changed. Since the previous books of the prophets with the change, with the corruptions of the followers, but alhamdulillah, thank God that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guaranteed the preservation of the Quran. No word, no letter changed since it was, Quran Kareem was completed for 1400 years ago. So when you know what's in your hand is a miracle from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and every word, these words that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent to Prophet Muhammad, so you know what great thing that you have in your hands. And you should not leave it. And you should recite it, especially during the month of Ramadan. إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ. The whole Quran was descended in the لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ, the night of power. إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْمُبَارَكَةِ, was descended in a blessed night. So, the Quran al-Kareem during the month of Ramadan had special meaning for all Muslims. And it is the month, we will ask about the month of Ramadan, is the month of the Quran. And all of us, when you pray Taraweeh, the main thing is the Quran. At least the Quran is completed during this month, during the Taraweeh, once. The companions were reciting the Quran, especially during the month of Ramadan, more than any other time. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that Angel Jibreel was completing the Quran, was reciting the Quran, was reviewing the Quran with him. Once a year, but with the month of Ramadan was more than that. And that showed the importance of reciting the Quran during this time. It's a blessing when you know that every letter in the Quran was 10 good deeds. In a hadith, لا أقول ألف لام ميم حرف ولا ألف حرف ولا لام حرف وميم حرف. It means when you say ألف لام ميم, you get 30 good deeds rewards in your record. So you can imagine how much good deeds you can accumulate when you recite, when you repeat, when you memorize the Quran al-Kareem. It's an easy way to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by reciting His words. The companions and the scholars, they recognize Shahr Ramadan as the recitation of the Quran and feeding the food. Al-Azhari, Al-Zuhri mentioned that when Ramadan arrived, that's the time for recitation of the Quran and the time to feed the food to the people. Not necessarily the poor. Even when you have anyone, when you make iftar and give it to anyone, that's a blessing. And you get the reward of that fasting person. Malik, when the Ramadan comes in, he will leave everything. Although he was specializing in the hadith and giving lectures about religion, but when Ramadan comes in, he will put this on the side for the sake of recitation of the Quran al-Kareem. Sufyan al-Thawri also mentioned if when Ramadan arrived, he will leave all worship and just recite the Quran al-Kareem. Al-Aswad, he used to recite the Quran al-Kareem every two nights. He used to recite the Quran every six nights, but within the month of Ramadan, he recited in two nights. Qatada used to recite the Quran al-Kareem every seven nights, but during the month of Ramadan, he used to complete recitation of the Quran within three nights. Rabi' ibn Sulaiman, the Idris al-Shafi'i, he used to complete recitation of the Quran 60 times during the month of Ramadan. Mujahid used to complete the recitation of the Quran between Maghrib and Isha. And that's what some may think about how they can done that. Used to keep the Isha to the first quarter of the night. So all their time is a recitation of the Quran while they are in prayer. So many of the companions, their goal is to recite the Quran al-Kareem more than any other time during the month of Ramadan. Not only that, Nawawi used to recite the Quran and your mind will be puzzled when you know that you recite the Quran Kareem within one rak'ah many of the companions like Uthman ibn Affan and Tamim al-Dari or Sa'id ibn Jubayr used to recite the Quran, the whole Quran, within one rak'ah. So you can tell how we are comparing to the companions in that worship. Abu Bakr ibn Ayyash, he spent 40 years completing the recitation of the Quran al-Kareem within one day and one night. 40 years. When he was dying, his sister was crying. So he looked at her and told her, look at this location where he used to recite the Quran. This location will witness that he completed the recitation of the Quran al-Kareem 18,000 times. 18,000 times. So, reciting the Quran al-Kareem is a link of light between the earth and heaven. And also, while you're reciting the Quran, you should contemplate and think about it. Because when you recite it more, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will inspire you with knowledge about it, especially when you are sincere about it. With your sincerity in the recitation of the Quran, you will learn things that you cannot read in books. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is a book that every time you read, every time you learn more, and you will never get bored of reciting the Quran al-Kareem. And look at what's happening around the world about these great miracles. Children of 3 years old, 3 years old, in countries like China or in other countries that even Indonesia or in other countries, they do not speak Arabic. They do not understand Arabic. Even they cannot know word of Arabic. But these children with 3 years old, they recite the Quran, they memorize the whole Quran. Not only that, I'm sure if you go to the YouTube and search about recitation of the Quran, you will find even people that are mentally ill. If you ask them about their name, even they cannot say their names. You can ask them about where they're from, they know nothing. But I watched that in the YouTube myself. That person, not only reciting the Quran, memorizing the Quran, but they can tell you where that word, in what page, and what verse. Not only that, I was shocked to know that this person memorizing the translation of the Quran in English, and he does not know one word of English. Of course, he was given the translation, but his mind captured the translation of the Quran in English. He cannot even put one sentence in English. So it's something special about the Quran al-Kareem, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he made it easy when you have the intention to memorize it or to follow it. And thank God that nowadays we have all means. There's no excuse. In the past, we used to wait and say, oh, cannot memorize because I have to go someplace to someone to teach me how to recite. But now it's available for you you on the internet, you go and you get all the rules and how to recite the Quran and how to memorize it. So it is easier than ever. And God made people day and night working on recording, all kind of recording related to the Quran, with all beautiful voices, with all simple ways to memorize or recite the Quran anytime. So, the Quran al-Kareem, if you keep it in your mind and in your heart, you can accomplish with it more than anything else. If you want to be successful in this life, you follow the Quran. If you want to be successful in the afterlife, to the paradise, Allah with us, you follow the Quran. And if you want both this life and the afterlife, also follow the Quran. The Quran Kareem saved people from hardship and saved people from dangerous situations. When you recite the Quran Kareem, it's like supplication. It's like the recitation of the Quran directly between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So with keeping the Quran in your heart, and when you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to put the Quran in your heart. Because when the Quran in your heart, then you will be able to handle it. Because the Quran al-Kareem, if it is on a mountain, cannot even handle it. But only the heart of a believer will handle the power of the Quran al-Kareem. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم أدعو الله عسى أن تكون هذه ساعة إجابة supplicate may Allah accept our supplication at this time. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. In Ramadan, there's two great things that you have, fasting and Al-Quran. Fasting and Al-Quran and intercede for you in the Day of Judgment. So, what's more than that you can ask? Fasting will intercede for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will say, oh Allah, I kept him hungry, will prevent it from getting food and drink and other lawful things for your sake. Oh Allah, let me intercede for him. And that will intercede to be accepted. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept that. Also, the Quran al-Kareem can intercede for you in the Day of Judgment. Oh Allah, I kept him at night. He was reciting me, he was memorizing me, and he was following me, doing my what's in me to do and avoiding what me to be avoided. Let me intercede for him. And that will be accepted also. fasting and the Quran al-Kareem can intercede for you on the day of judgment to take you to the paradise. Fasting has one door specifically to get into the paradise, Bab al-Rayyan. Only the fasting people can get into the paradise through this door. After all fasting people get into the paradise, that door will be locked, will be closed. Nobody else allowed. So may Allah let us be of these who will get into the paradise through the Rayyan door and will have the Quran and fasting to intercede for us. Amen. So it is a struggle that you can customize yourself. Fasting, but after Ramadan, you still can fast and you keep that Ramadan as a state that you can follow for the rest of the year. It will be like you're charging your battery with faith that you keep, and you can feel that after the end of Ramadan, continue on fasting, continue on reciting the Quran, then you kept the state of Ramadan. And that will stay with you for the rest of the year, and on. Just for us to attend Ramadan and fasting, it's a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for it. So in the day, you struggle in fasting, and at night, you struggle to recite. That struggle is called jihad. Jihad al-nahar al-siyam, jihad al-layl al-qiyam. When you combine these two jihad, two struggles, and you be patient with them, then the reward will be great. Even no one will know about them. Because whatever you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will know the reward, but except for fasting. Fasting is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward for it according to His generosity. And you cannot comprehend how generous Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is generous to no limits for whoever complete fasting and perfected it. Not only fasting and from water and food, and then you backbite, or you can keep your eyes on wrong things, wrong. So you keep fasting pure. But it's where you complete it perfect. And when you do that, the rewards from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala according to His generosity. And His generosity, you cannot put limit to it. When you fast, just one day will keep you away from the hellfire, 70,000 years from the hellfire. We have abilities to do very well when we follow God's blessing, fasting, Ramadan, and reciting the Quran. So there's three things that you can follow during your recitation of the Quran during the month of Ramadan. Number one, you can just recite as much as you can. Reciting, reciting, reciting. Put a schedule for yourself. And as you get more into it, you will love to have more. Because you will never be satisfied enough. That's something that you will like more and more and more. Especially when
when you live with the Quran, when you try to understand the Quran, Allah, you will be communicating directly with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without anybody in between. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you knowledge and will inspire you with your communication with Him through reciting the Quran. So you can complete the recitation of the Quran as many times as you can. It's like a competition. It would be great if you make a group and ask everybody about how much they recited, and even recite to each other, or if you memorize, let them hear what you say. So this way it will be a competition. That's the best competition. وفي ذلك فليتنافس المتنافسون. The second issue that you can do, you can also recite and try to understand and contemplate about what you're reciting. If you recite it once during the month of Ramadan, then whatever you recite, try to understand, and you apply it in your life. Another companion used to say, you used to memorize only 10 verses of the Quran, and we are not going to go to others to recite, to memorize others, until we apply it to our life. So when you recite the Quran, memorize the Quran, apply it to your life, then you have unlimited blessing in your life. And the third avenue, that memorization and recitation and reviewing as you go. Because the Quran al-Kareem, if you don't review it, you will forget it. You have to keep reviewing the Quran and make a schedule for yourself, so you don't forget what you memorize. And also when you recite, that will make yourself, your heart, your ears, your tongue familiar with the Quran, especially when you hear it first from one of the known reciters. And of course you could find unlimited number of them in the internet. With your favorite voice, you can listen to the Quran and try to memorize it as much as you can. So this ways, recitation, memorization, and review. Because in the Day of Judgment and in the Paradise, your rank on the Paradise will be at the end of what you recited in the Quran. Allahumma inna nas'aluka fahm al-Quran, to understand the Quran al-Kareem. Wa tilawatih, to recite it. Wal amal bih, you apply it to your life. Allahumma ja'alna min ahli al-Quran, alladhina hum ahluka wa khassatuk. اللهم انفعنا وارفعنا بالقرآن الكريم. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم وأقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله.